All right, well, everybody, it finally happened. Mark is no longer going to be on the show.
He went out just like he lived,
yeah,
mysteriously, well, in the Pine Barrens.
Yeah, so that does... You're not far off. So here's what happened. Mark called me the other day, and he said, Jake, I can't do it anymore. I am off to finish my transformation into a cryptid. And I said, okay. Well, I'm a supportive guy, you know. I was like, oh, well, you know, happy to hear it, man. That's awesome. And to kind of keep the conversation going, I said, what are you going to turn into? You know, just I want to learn more, you know. My best friend says he's going to turn into something like that. I'm going to, you know, learn. And he said that he was going to become a Sasquatch. And I said, I don't know if it's offensive. I already thought you were.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought we had the one.
Yeah. I don't know if he... I don't know if you see Mark without a shirt. He is really hairy.
About to say, to become a cryptid, all the brother really needed to do was just take his shirt off, put a Marlboro cigarette in his mouth, and just start walking the roads.
Yeah, so I guess maybe he was over time transforming, and now this is just the weekend when
he finally got into smoking.
Right, and that's what you need to become a full-fledged Sasquatch.
Is he going to keep his phone on him?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever hear from him again. I don't know.
Are we now like legend keepers?
I called him yesterday, but all I could hear was,
Didn't he send a picture of like some nature trail? I think he's already hitting the trail.
That's what I'm
saying.
I've
been in nature all week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's real. That part's real, actually. Yeah. So obviously, we don't have Mark this week because he's off exploring. As a Sasquatch.
Touching grass like a loser.
He could be indoors looking at a computer screen like us.
That's a good question. Yeah, we don't know where those photos came from. More power to him to be out in nature. I would do the same. But, you know, I have to be inside and do this.
I'd do that if it wasn't my fucking job.
I like how Jake said he had to stay here and do this podcast as reason why he can't go be a cryptid. Not his kids and his wife.
We would all be cryptids
for the
together.
Listener.
Yeah. But that does bring up a good point, Cal, is that we didn't want to skip another week. We had some issues of last episode, you know, so we had to skip a week. And I was like, you know what, guys, for the listeners out there, let's not skip a week. I'll throw something together and we'll just run with it. So we got a little side quest. That we're going to tie into the main story and stuff like that. So this will be a fun little thing. But let's talk about something here. So with Mark being a Sasquatch, how do you think he dealt with the July 4th fireworks? Do you think he acted like every dog, or do you think he was kind of cool?
I think wide-eyed, scurrying, flitting from tree to tree.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of picturing. You know, maybe harassing a passerby or two if there's someone lost in the woods.
Standing right at the like the edge of the forest line as people's fireworks are going off, so they just like maybe see something standing there.
Ooh,
yeah, that, as they go off. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that like
flickering of the sparklers and the it's like what you see that?
See what? Like the next. Honestly, guys, I think he'd return fire.
The Sasquatch got a gun.
Why does that sound like the theme from one of those like brain rot videos Jed would show us?
Sasquatch got a gun.
That was something Jed would show us.
Yeah, I mean the fireworks this year were awesome as always. I love July 4th. It's a good holiday to hang out, have some burgers and dogs, do some fireworks. It was fun.
July 4th is overrated.
Wow.
I'm pissed in your cornflakes this morning. Jesus.
wait, hold on. What did John say?
Is Timmy British?
No, I said.
What did you say, John?
I said, "Who pissed in your cornflakes this morning?"
It's not that. It's just the more I learn about American history, it's like July 4th. Like, who is that freedom for?
All
it's
sucks. Just, we know
it's
that.
Just
Tim.
The white people. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's why, like, Juneteenth is like is my new summer jam. Like, if I want to have a good time in the summer, it's gonna be Juneteenth.
Dude, what you don't realize is the 4th of July actually exists, so all the fucking pyromaniacs that live in America have one day of the year they actually do what they want to do every day, blow shit up. So shut up and drink your beer.
So this year we. Me and the family went over to the McCoy house and did all the usual stuff there. And after the big fireworks, we went back to the McCoy house. And then I bought some cheap, shitty things at the grocery store that were, you know, sparklers and all that kind of stuff.
You didn't hand children sparklers, did you?
Some of them.
Oh no! Didn't you see the American, you know, that one Twitter account that's just like about safety and stuff?
Sure.
And they showed a demonstration of why you should never give children sparklers because sparklers burn like 3,200 degrees.
Yeah, and I also taught each of those kids, all the kids. I said, do not bend your elbow. Obviously, you hold it out in front of you. You don't hold it out at somebody. Believe me, Tim, do you just hate fun? I've burned myself on a sparkler once, and so ever since then, I'm like, all right, now they have to learn. Now they have to know why you do it like this. So anyway,
don't you remember when we were kids, we like sword fight with them?
Yeah, me and my friends did do that.
I can neither deny nor confirm such activities happened.
Tim, don't forget where you're from. You were technically born in the 90s. Hold on to that. Hold on to that love of the world before the internet.
I love how you say technically like it's not a fact.
Right? Like, well, you were technically more than I do.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
So now, with the fireworks that we had, a lot of them were, they were kind of crappy. They were mostly fountain. There was a few of them that would kind of go up and shoot five times and explode or whatever. Nothing crazy. Except for the last one that I had, which was called, like, the unicorn explosion or some shit like that. It was the most gaudy like one. My daughter picked it out because it had a cat with a unicorn horn on it, and I was like, yeah, we'll do that. This one was so big that there were people who were walking down the street and a car that was trying to come by, and it was so big that they had to stop and wait for the firework to be over.
It was pretty fun.
Dang.
I was like, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys did it in, like, the road instead of the grassy lawn where you could catch the whole neighborhood on fire?
Yeah, right.
It was at the edge of the driveway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, the thing was that it was at the edge of the driveway, which all the other ones, you know, they went for 10 seconds, and that was it. This one went on for, like, 60 seconds, and during that time, people had to, like, stop coming down the road because this
fucking
thing was
still going on outside right now.
Yeah, I just heard one, too.
It won't stop. We've opened Hell's Gate.
We're not putting this genie back in the bottle, boys. This is just here now.
I spent my whole Saturday slaying demons for you. This is my life now.
Yeah, I would have helped, but I just had a newborn, man. I gotta go.
It's weird on the packaging. It says thermite.
Well, unlike you heathens, I did the truly American thing, and I visited a battlefield on July 4th.
Oh, man. Who'd you kill?
It was Monocacy National Battlefield.
So you didn't kill anybody?
A lesser known battlefield, but it is the battle that saved DC. It was technically a Union loss, but it gave George and the boys enough time that they could regroup and push forward and win the war.
George and the boys.
It gave George Washington enough time to develop the M4 platform. I think that's what I read.
Yeah, when you were telling me what you're doing, Tim, I was kind of like, I'm kind of jealous. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's great. We weren't able to look at the whole... It spread across like multiple points where you had to drive to. We only lasted three before the kids were just like really cranky, you know? I mean, it was only like 100 degrees outside. I'm like, come on. What are you, a couple of small children who can't handle the heat? You can't thermoregulate?
You also refuse to drink water?
That's why when my kids were that young, I just didn't take them places.
That's true. You guys literally, like, it was takeout or nothing.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
Nope, no movies, no fun. Well, I mean, you guys had fun, just
was it fun?
At home.
But not fun out in the world. Where the real fun is. Well, real fun tonight. It's going to be here on this podcast.
Yeah, second Mark. Yes,
yeah. It'll be way
fucking
more fun.
Loser.
Way more fun now that he's not here. So we ended the last episode on a pretty heavy note, and I want to kind of tie that in because, Garn, you see these fiendish symbols and figures all around you for an instant. I want to shift away from that as you kind of go into your own mind and you start to, like, remember some things from your time in the Clashing Shore again. So, deep within the Clashing Shore, this is, for those who aren't well-read in this, the Clashing Shore is Gorham's domain. So there's, like, a constant battle going on between, many mortals that were sent here for the afterlife and fiends and, you know, it's a whole myriad of things. And it's sort of just, like, there's just, like, endless waste and then battles happening here or there. Sometimes Gorham shows up to join in. Other times he just stands there and watches and, you know, and enjoys the frivolous battles happening. The endless battles happening.
Gorham likes to watch.
He does. deep within the Clashing Shore, we see a ridge and five figures huddled under an outcropping. They appear to be discussing plans as we sort of zoom into their location. "This is the place," one of them says. All these soldiers look up and over the rocky ridge. And in the beyond, they see a horrible fortress with a silent storm roiling behind it. There's an eerie silence and unnerving quality to the scene. They all lean back under the ridge and kind of huddle up again. And another one says, "I don't like this one bit. I have no idea what we're even looking for. Where's that missive? Gorman, do you have it?" Gorman the Gravekiller, played by John, please describe what this dwarf looks like as you are taking out a scroll from your pouch.
Gorman is a fairly large dwarf. I think that probably makes him, like, what, 4'8 or something? But he has just gray, not even like white gray, it's just like this slate gray beard, long hair that goes back into a warrior braid. And he just looks like the most angry dude ever. But you never know, he might be nice. But he's got that battle hardened fuck you look to his eyes, even though it is dry.
Yeah. So as you hand him the scroll, the leader of this troop, that goes by the name Captain Krillick, he unfurls the message and says, "There has to be something in here to give us more details." We hear the voice of someone else talking as he goes down to read. "Captain Krillick, I pray to Ayamade that this letter finds you well. We need your expertise in this moment. During one of the last battles against the hordes of hell here under Gorham's eyes, some creature was turning our forces to stone. The petrification leaves us baffled, as no one saw a Gorgon or reported a Medusa in their ranks. These devils have something that is beyond us. We need you to find out what it is and destroy it if possible. Blessings of the Heritor of Hunyu, Sister Florentine." And he sort of looks up at you and he goes, "Turn to bone? What does that even mean?" And he looks at all of you and he looks to Kelly, your character. Go ahead and describe him.
He's kind of a pointy-faced dwarf. Very young dwarf, like a teenager, basically. And he got on pretty plain black cloak and clothing. And he's got a couple of blades on him. And, brown beard. A light brown.
So as he kind of looks up and down, he goes, "Stink, have you ever heard anything that petrifies something? But it's not a Medusa?"
"Fuck no. I never left the city. Nothing turns anybody into stone there."
And he looks to the other the other guy here. He looks like he's an orc, and he has the on his shield. He has the emblem of the Lights of the Knights of Laswell. He looks at him. He goes, "Fosk, you heard it? You heard anything like that?" And Fosk just sort of nods his head. He said, "Damn. Okay. Nobody here knows any magic?"
"Why, yes, I do. Am I here yet?"
Yeah, he turns to you last, and he just goes, "Garn, do you have any magic that could help us?"
"I may have magics that would help us, but I know exactly what beast has done this. Now tell me, maybe you have not seen this before. Ugly, aggressive, dreadful. You know what I'm talking about. The cockatrice."
they all laugh in unison. "So what? I think somebody would have reported a bird."
"But it's true. They have calcification. A peck from a cockatrice is all that's needed before long you're turned to stone."
"Well, if that's the case, I think we've I think we might be over prepared then. But let's focus ourselves and fight whatever's in there. Garn, is Gorm behind us on this?"
"But of course." And his hands glow with, it's like, you know, a lot of holy magic is like light and bright and yellow, but it's like a fierce red glow that comes from his hands.
Gorm watches wherever there's steel kissing steel as he starts bashing his yes. breastplate with his hammer.
"Yes, my brother. Are we done talking? I have a taste for battle in my mouth now."
"Yes, my only concern is, if you look up there, and you can see, in the distance, you can see the fortress, and it's, you can sort of see the silhouette, and you can see that there are figures that seem to be patrolling at the vantage points, and the captain here turns to you, Stink, and he just goes, "Stink, you ever infiltrate a place like that?"
Look it up.
Like, "Yeah, I can get in there. I break into some new place every week."
"Well, it's good thing we brought you then. Alright, well, let's sneak our way up there and see how close we can get." As you all begin approaching, there's sort of rocks and outcroppings, so why don't we all make stealth checks as you all are approaching to sort of like dart in between line of sight to make sure that you're, you know, getting across where you should.
Ah, yes, my best skill, stealth.
Okay. I'm kind of pissed off because I just rolled a natural 20.
Oh.
And it's like, for this.
Well, don't worry, I'll bring us all down with a natural 6.
Hey, I got a natural 6, too.
Hey, but you probably got like a 47, whereas I got a 7.
Yikes. Yeah, I got a 30.
Clank, 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 clank.
Guys, shut up!
I'm just actively eating my I forget what I have.
Just loudly eating corn nuts.
Ooh, I have a greatsword and I have a striking mace. Oh. Greatsword, that's two-handed, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you all begin making your way. There are certain points when you might be like scaling like part of a rock and some of it slips, and you manage to like pull yourself together and Stink. You manage to like push somebody to the ground to make sure that whoever's looking doesn't see. But you manage to get up to it, and you're just under the rock outcropping. So it's sort of up on a hill, so you guys are at the very base of that hill, so nobody can really see you, right? And the captain here sort of nudges you, Stink, and just goes, "All right, see what you can do up there." So, Stink, you What's your plan? What's your immediate idea of how to like get in here? You saw a gate at the front, so you know you'd have to get in and try to like open that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I can stink. I may be of service in this. You see, if I can focus my divine energies, I can actually transport myself from a location that I can see. So if you wanted to take out two guards in synchrony, or if you want me to teleport behind the gate and work on opening it, I can do that while you cause a diversion.
So there's, can we see two guards patrolling? Is that right?
Yeah. So when you're at the front, you can see two guards that are they just look like regular humans, but they appear to be at the very top of the two battlements out front.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at this and you're looking at those guys and kind of what they're doing, and they don't seem to be worried about too much, so it doesn't even look like they're really on watch. Quote, they're really just like standing there. There's nobody for miles here, so it looks like they're pretty relaxed. And you're sitting there you're sitting there watching, and you realize that this castle that you thought might have been colored from like the like crimson sky here with all the different colors of the storm overhead, you realize that it's actually a dark red, and it looks like it has been painted with blood.
The whole castle painted blood.
Whole castle painted with viscous blood.
Oh, yummy. That's just garish.
Let's see what I got here. Like that. All right. Yeah, I think we gotta take out those guards. Get to that guardhouse. What do you say? I climb one battlement. I get up there. They won't see me. And when I get to the top, you do your teleporty thing into the other one.
That sounds perfect.
How tall are these towers?
The ridge that you're under, that's about like, it's about like a 10-foot ridge, and so they're 10 to 15 feet sort of above that. So as long as you get to the base, you should be able to scale, especially with any climbing equipment that you guys have.
I mean, I can definitely get on top of one of those towers. It's just not going to be fucking quiet.
I think I can get up there quiet. Once we've engaged them, you guys are free to get in however you need to.
I could start bashing down the door if things get a little loud.
And he looks over at your Warhammers. They're made for more than just bodies, are they not?
All right. So Kel, you want to go for the left battlement?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how do you want to try to scale this thing?
I have a climbing kit and I have a grappling hook.
Whoa.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to stealthily scale this thing. I know it's probably a straight up wall, so I'd have to make the grappling hook and try to do it quietly. What would you like me to do there?
You can try to do that. Mind you, there is a walkway up to it, so if you didn't want to do it directly in front of the guy, you could do it like off to the like on that walkway up to it, so that way you're not
I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So yes, go ahead. Roll a stealth check, and this is kind of just to like land it nicely, so that way it doesn't like ring out and sound exactly like a rope and chain hitting a stone wall.
30 again.
So it goes up and it just kind of goes tink tink.
Lucky I went down the walkway a bit.
Yeah.
I have tons of spells, right? I can cast silence on you.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. All right, so you want to use silence on him? So
that just like silence everything about me, like footsteps and stuff.
So it says the target makes no sound, preventing creatures from noticing it using hearing alone. The target can't use sonic attacks, nor can use auditory actions. It also prevents casting, with the exception of subtle spells.
Okay, well, sounds like it makes it so I don't produce sound. So how long does that last?
A minute.
Okay.
All right.
So it'd be quick, but...
And how high is the wall?
It'd be 15 feet at the point you're at.
Oh, easy.
You could do that in several rounds, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let me go ahead and...
This is so cool. Silent Stink.
All right, so I'm going to bring you guys over. So,
wait, is your name Sting or Stink?
Stink.
Stink. Okay, that's what I thought.
Like P.U.
Silent Stink.
P.U. Silent Stink. Silent, but... Yeah, that's what they call you, silent but deadly.
Call me Stink because they always smell death when they get around me.
That's what you want to tell yourself, cool. That's cool, man.
So I'm going to pull you guys over to the map here. So you'll see the Garn and Gorman and the two knights that you're with are in the front, and then Stink, I have put you on the top wall. Okay.
Oh, we're supposed to see another map.
You're about to.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I did not. I do not like that title, Jake. I don't like that.
What? It's called the Flesh Fort. So you climb up to the top there, Stink, and when you get to the top, you can sort of see more into this fort. And you can see that it is dripping and painted with blood, because it appears that there are bodies that have just been skewered on these spikes on the inside of this. So it looks like they deliberately just, like, pinned a body and just let the blood drip. So you can see that they have done that recently. Is there some fresh-ish bodies? But you are on top of this left side battlement. Towards the west, you can see that there's a guy who he's just sitting there. He's just smoking a pipe. He's, like I said, he's not even really looking. He just has like a crossbow in his hand. And if you look to the right, you can see down into the courtyard where you can see the gate that they are actually standing, that they would be coming in through.
Okay. I don't see my pawn on here.
Oh, hold on, let me... Do you see it over here? Do you see this guy right here?
No, I don't see that guy.
Oh, alright, hold on. Well, that's embarrassing. Alright, hold on. Let me give everybody ownership. Everybody is owner. Can you control them? Because you should be able to control them.
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so I'll just delete one. Alright. And then, can Tim and John, can you see your tokens down on the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you can see the gate that they will be coming in through, and you also see that guy that's on the west the west bastion.
Okay. Since you know you're waiting on me to jump that guy, I think I'm going to. I only have a minute. The silence. Did I come up on this spot where I am, or did I come up over here? Okay, because to the right's the gate. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to peek down the stairs and see if there's like a lock on the gate or something.
Nope. It just looks like a pulley system. So it looks like something. If you pull on it, then the gate would just open.
Okay. Trying to think if I should like try to disable it so they can get in, but it sounds like it has to be lifted or destroyed.
Well, what do you mean lifted or destroyed? Like, it's a pulley system, so you should be able to just.
Yeah, but I'll get noticed if I do it now.
Oh yeah.
So I guess I'm just going to go jump the other guy.
Okay. All right. So he
can is... I see he's about to do that.
Well, you know that's the plan. Did you want to like realize something first?
Well, I'm just saying, if you do that same silence thing to me, I can get up and get to the other tower.
Unfortunately, I only have one casting of it.
Fuck it then.
well,
Unless you wanted to say that it's already cast though.
Yeah. I didn't think of this until after you cast it, so that's my
fault. Yeah. No, it's
all I've got a feat called wall jump. At that height I could easily jump into the tower.
No way. What?
You said it's 15 feet tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can jump up. At least I believe that's the way wall jump works.
It's it allows you to like jump back and forth between walls, I believe.
So it's like Mario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, you can use your momentum from a jump to propel yourself off of a wall. If you're adjacent to the wall at the end of a jump, you don't fall as long as your next action is another jump. Your previous jump gives you momentum, letting you use high jump or long jump as a single action, but you don't get to stride as part of the activity. You can use wall jump only once in a turn, unless you're legendary in athletics, which you're not.
Nope.
In which case, you can use it as many times as you want. okay, so... All right, in which case, you could...
Space between the walls here looks like down here is 25 feet. That seems
long. Yeah, so the gate itself is... the two little outcroppings in front of the gate are 25 feet apart.
What about caddy the corner?
The gate? Yeah, that's seems like the caddy corner thing is the intent of this of the wall.
Yeah,
it's either like a tall hallway or it's like walls that you can caddy corner kind of deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
that's sick.
All right. So, John, do you want Gorman to ready when he hears that other guy go down?
Yep.
Okay.
All gas, no brakes. Although, so I cannot see the map yet.
hold on.
I think it might be something on my end, but we can play through it. Yeah, I'll refresh, but we can play through it.
Okay. All right, so Kel, go ahead and roll for your stealth to sneak up on this guy.
All right, let's try to roll not like shit this time. Rolled like shit. 28.
28, all right. Let me see what his perception is.
Rolled a six, and a four for all my stealth checks, and I'm a rogue.
So luckily, his passive perception is lower than that. So even low going crappy, you're able to sneak up on him.
Great. Cool. So then I'm gonna run this fucking guy through. I'm gonna stab him.
All right.
Okay. Which weapon do I want to use? Okay, he's gonna actually pull out his a war razor. So it's like a long razor. Straight blade razor.
Nice.
But it's like the size of a short sword. and it's just like deadly sharp.
Yeah.
And he's just gonna try to slit this guy's throat.
Alright. He is unawares.
God, rolling awful! A 30.
A 30 is a hit. Oh wait, because he's off guard though, that would make it a crit.
Sick.
Oh,
oh man, okay.
This is gonna be a lot of damage.
Yep.
Roll. That's going to be 48 damage.
So go up and hit this guy in the neck. He's alive. But 48 points of damage really fucks him up, and you hear it, you slice him in the neck, and it just like splurts, and he's just like, Aah! And he's like fumbling for his sword as he is like stumbles away from you.
And he takes a precise debilitation where he will now take 2d6 persistent bleed damage.
Oh god, alright.
Goodbye, life. Alright, at that point, Gorman.
Sorry, wait. How much is a persistent bleed? Sorry.
One second. Oh, no, sorry. It's just an extra 2d6 damage. It's not persistent bleed.
Oh, okay.
It's an additional 2d6 precision.
Okay, gotcha.
So another 6 damage.
Another 6. Okay. So, Gorman, you will get your action here, and then we'll all roll initiative as well.
Do I get my teleport or not?
Oh, yeah. If you want to... who do you want to teleport in?
Oh, I can only... it's only target itself.
Oh, okay,
unfortunately,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then, yeah. So you'll get your teleport off, Gorman. You'll get your wall jump, which I think will be easy enough.
Yeah.
And then the other two will be on the other side of the gate, just kind of waiting for you.
While the dwarves do all the heavy lifting.
Amazing. All right. Let me go ahead and get everybody into initiative here. And let me go ahead and roll for him. Okay. Is that a... yeah, natural one sounds about right for an initiative on him.
Nice.
Stink, what'd you get?
Forgot to roll.
Jokes on you, Jake. I didn't even roll.
33.
Right. Gorman, what'd you get?
Pretty bad. Let me check. Yeah, that's only going to be a 29. Very,
very bad roll.
Okay. Right. Garn, what'd you get?
You know, I always got to beat Kel. 34.
Still in it.
I still roll pretty bad, even as a different character.
Even somebody else.
But fortunately, I'm a rogue, so it's pretty good.
It's not the character, Kelly. Yeah. I don't know if anyone told you.
I think it's the podcast.
Wow.
Damn. All right, so we're going to go ahead and begin the encounter, guys. All right, so Garn, it is your turn. So you've just teleported past the gate. Do you want to be just behind the gate? Because that's really the only place you could see, I would think.
I thought we saw another guard, and I was transporting to the other guard.
You can totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I will slide you over to him then, and then I will then add him to the initiative tracker. Let me go ahead and put him in as a dwarf just appears.
Don't just hate it when that happens.
So you have teleported directly next to this guy then, Tim. What do you want to do?
Oh, man. So many options. I'm kind of thinking I'm just going to strike out. I mean, I got my... It's like I have a +2 striking greatsword, so I think I'm just going to use it. All right, 14 on the die for a 36.
That's definitely a crit.
All right. I have to get myself another D12. No one ever says that. Like, I don't. Do I have another D12?
So pretty sure now, it's illegal to say that.
So now let's explain something here, because I don't know if he said it, but Garn right now is not his Gorum blessed self. He is just a war priest.
Yeah.
Because this is taking place sometime before the exploits where we see Gorum's death.
Yep.
Yep.
So somehow Garn is on the clashing shore as a war priest, but he's not an exemplar yet. So guess still has his war priest abilities. And for now, he's wielding a striking greatsword. And oh my gosh. Oh, I rolled good. Oh, this is so great.
Oh, God.
8, 22. So 22 doubled is 44 points of damage.
Woo!
And it's wounding.
Oh.
So wounding, I believe, is 1d6 persistent bleed. Nasty.
So another D6 on top of that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Persistent damage, 1d6 bleed.
Yep.
Okay.
How about you die silently? It'll only be a minute.
He's bleeding from his abdomen, and he's just like, ugh! You can see he's enraged in this. All right. Is that the end of your turn there?
Oh, I guess I got the teleport for free.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm going to strike again.
All right.
Oh, that's a 2 on the die for a miss. And then I had a feeling he's got some low AC, so I'm gonna try one more time. I'm going for broke here.
Sure.
Oh, I should not have gone for broke because I did go broke with a nat 1.
Oh, no.
Look, you flew too close to the sun.
Should have like casted a spell, but
you have a battle prayer, your old favorite.
I do. I even had a divine lance I could have used.
And missed.
This is a melee attack, right?
Yeah.
Armor smash. You deal the attack's normal damage to your armor, applying hardness normally.
Oh, the great sword. Oh, no.
Tim, 5 seconds ago, man, I do so much damage, it's great.
You're going to learn today.
Do it to yourself.
Hey, I did such little damage. I think I only did like a point or two to my weapon armor. So. All
right.
Basically negligible.
Nothing bad then. All right, so the bandit's turn. So this is the one that is bleeding.
They're both bleeding.
The other one was just an extra 2d6 points of damage.
Oh, right. Yep. Okay. Also, this one near me.
Yeah, so it's the one near you. So he is going to, he doesn't have, he doesn't have a quick draw, so he's just going to, take out a hatchet, and then try to strike you with it. So, strike out with a single hatchet attack. 23 total?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Okay. In which case, he is going to then start going... No, you know what? Actually, you're the only one here. So, he's just going to try to strike out again. That was a lucky hit. 21. Okay.
I'm out. And he's like,
Gorm's eyes, there's no such thing as luck, brother.
Garn's just sitting there taking it right to the armor, like he's not even trying to dodge.
Shink, 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 yeah.
Like, please right. Tell me you have more of a fight in you than that. Gorm would be displeased.
He whispers to you as he's like bleeding. He's like, I hope your lord in iron dies.
What an awful thing to say!
he took 1 point of bleed, by the way, and then got a natural 20, so he's no longer bleeding. Okay.
It's like the character that says the name of the movie.
Title screen. Hope your god dies.
Alright, Gorman, it is your turn.
Okay, so I am currently leapfrogging up the fucking wall.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. And you did a superhero landing at the top, and now is your turn after that.
All right. Well, I'm assuming that me and Tim probably ended up on the same guy, right?
So you are So you wanted to jump up where he was then.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. The initial goal was to go to the one opposite Kelly, and then Tim just kind of teleported up there.
Okay. Gotcha. So. Okay,
I can
so
retcon it and be like, he's obviously fine with you.
Sure, so you've jumped up there, and so you've jumped up directly behind him. So a dwarf teleported in front of this guy, and then jumped, and then another one jumped up behind him. So all of a sudden, these two dwarves are there, and he's just like, whoop!
And you know what? We'll just do a regular old strike.
All right.
With my +2 strike and Warhammer. Oh, that's definitely... Tim, what's 19 plus 25?
Dang, son. That's like, is that like 43? 19 plus 20,
44. 44, yeah. Yeah, double his AC.
Mega crit.
Mega
crit. Oh my gosh, first mega crit on the pod.
Alright, let's see if you just annihilate this man.
Then I gotta check the dice on my Warhammer. Okay. So that's 40, but I get a 1d6 on top of that of spirit damage. because Kelly's a savage at building characters. So that's going to be 44 points of damage.
Oh, God. Okay. He is somehow still alive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's okay. He won't be for my second action.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Nope, that's only 24.
Still a hit.
Yeah.
I rolled a 4 on the die.
Wow. To hit is mad.
Yeah.
Fighters, man.
Sixteen points of damage.
He only had 6 left, so you crushed his head.
Nice.
Just look up, like, first one's on me, and I'm gonna start running to where I can find more.
Okay.
Savage. I'll hold you to it, Gorman. You took my kill again.
Always do.
All right. So the after Gorman, it comes to the next two guys who they come running up to the gate. So they're running up to the gate, hoping that the gate will open by the time they get there.
Yeah, yeah.
And next it comes to the bandit's turn. So this is the one that's in front of Kel. So he is going to turn around and try pretty much do the same thing. So reaching out with a hatchet.
Swat! Did he have to draw his hatchet?
Miss. He did have to draw his hatchet.
Okay.
Are you serious? Are you going to get a little stabby?
Hold on.
Oh, because it's a manipulate action.
It is manipulate, yeah.
Oh, dang.
No, okay, no. I don't have anything. I don't have a reactive strike. I thought I had something
else. Gotcha. All right, and then it's going to be miss on that. And then... Let's see. 23 on the next one, so miss as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and after that... You did a lot of damage to him, but he only sees you. I don't think he can see the other guy, like, from all the way over there.
Well, that's because he's a pink paste currently.
Well, that's also true, but I think he's just gonna sit there. Garn, it is your turn again.
Wait, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, did we skip you?
Yeah, you skipped me.
Oh, maybe we did. Alright,
I was supposed to go right after Garn.
You know, I don't know. Oh. I don't know how we missed it.
So, I should be dead.
All right. You know what? He imagined himself striking you, and then he realizes that his head is on the ground, and and his body's not. if you cleaved into his head again. So you guys go running. What's your next moves?
Gorman's immediately going for the gate.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get backup in here before their backup.
Yeah, I checked to see you guys.
Shockingly, I don't think that was quiet.
Yeah, I was quiet. while they're doing that, I'm going to perception on this hallway to the north.
Okay, so that hallway, so you're on top of sort of a battlement walkway there. Yep. And so you can look up. So you can look up and see the inside battlement that goes up even higher than what you're at. So imagine another like 10 feet up, and you can see what looks like. You're sort of stealthy, you know. You're the stealthy guy, so you know how to do this. And so you're sort of like walking up and, you know, staying low enough so that way if anybody looks down, you can just kind of duck under. But when you look up, you can see that there's a battlement in front of you out here, and there's a huge battlement way up here. And on top of that, you see a winged female figure that has a bow, and she is almost wreathed in flames. Let me show you a picture here.
Oh, gosh.
Holy shit.
She's got, that like, is metal wings, as fuck.
Yeah, like, literally it looks like she's covered in metal. She has a wicked sword, a flaming bow, shooting flaming arrows. She kind of has, like, a little bit pointed ears. And she has jet black wings. Mm-hmm. Just garbed in black and red. And a belt buckle that looks like a demon with a maw agape. Even the breastplate is like a demon face.
Yeah.
Gorman's just falling in love.
So you see her, and she seems to just be sort of like idly just sort of flapping in the middle of the air there.
Okay. I go regroup with the group.
Okay.
There you go. There's some burning flying lady up there with a bow. We need to be careful.
Oh, Jesus, stink! I forgot you were here.
How could you forget about old stink?
Easily.
So you
I have no. Unless lore underworld will help me with this thing, I don't have any knowledges.
Yeah, not really.
Or society.
If you described it to me, does it sound religious?
When he says the angel wings, yeah,
angel lady with a burning bow.
29.
No, that's enough.
Oh,
even passively, even with him just describing it, we would know this to be an Erinus. Erinus's exact vengeance and bloody justice for a creature's crimes, torturing and punishing their victims in ironic fashion before allowing them the escape of death. While an Erinus appears as a fallen angel, and the first Erinus shared that origin, Erinuses now originate in a myriad of ways, some promoted from lesser devils and others shaped from lemures, themselves forged from the souls of torturers and prosecutors.
Oh god, so, it's a flying lawyer?
So it is a devil. It's a devil by definition here. You know that their bow is anything they touch pretty much gains like the flaming trait. So any weapon, any attack, any weapon that they use always does fire damage in some way.
How about dealing with you said a devil, right?
Yeah.
Dealing with a devil. So if you have any magics that'll be effective against it, that'll be our angle. Hey. The only problem with this kind of creature is they ironically kill their victims, so we don't know what sort of irony they're into.
Hey, old man,
holds up his hammer, he's like, she'd probably stab me.
Or maybe she commands a flock of cockatrice, and that's what's turning everyone
to
stone.
You gotta get off this man.
This crazy old coot.
No, I'm telling you. You think they're so unassuming. They're only a CR3, but you get a flock of them. Take out a whole village.
He's speaking in tongues.
Look, I'm not dealing with that thing. I don't even got a crossbow.
That's a good point there, Stink. I don't know why your character art shows a crossbow.
You lying slut.
Flavor crossbow.
Why do you carry around that darn thing if you don't even know how to use it?
Decorative. I thought you were always strapped, Stink.
Yeah,
I mean, is it currently flying?
Like I said, she's sort of just hovering there.
I'm sure there are more. There's more to this fort that we can discover. Perhaps we will come across an actual useful crossbow or some sort of battlement to help us lure her to the ground where we can smash her.
Yeah. Or I could just walk out there.
Is there a way inside that we can investigate?
When you were on top there. The battlements that you were on, you could see that the inside, it sort of looked like... So you came in from the bottom. In order to get to the center of that, it looks like you would have to go to the top of the inside battlements. So sort of like a opposite entrance sort of deal. So an N shape for the outside and then a U shape for the inside. So they're nestled inside of each other. So you think you would have to go to the north side in order to get to the inside of the battlements.
So we gotta go towards that flying devil lady.
Yeah, potentially.
Well, let's go on with it then.
Yeah, I think it's our only way. Who's first?
I'm going. Do our companions have any input?
No, I mean they're leaning on Garn here because the fact that he just mentioned that it was a devil, they're just like, well, Garn, whatever you need to say, if you have any magic, can you calling Gorn to cast down a devil?
I have the power of divine wrath. That is only a burst of energy. But unfortunately, I cannot bring them to the ground. There's no way I can bind them to the ground. Unless I prayed for a whole day, I might be able to search the expanses of my god's mind for a solution. But we don't have the time!
I'm already walking out.
Typical Gorman. All right, Stink, let's go.
All right, so if you go that direction...
We're going northwest.
Yeah, so if you go northwest. So there's a hallway there, so you should be able to just sort of, like, go northwest and go around the inside battlements.
Yep, yep.
As Gorman starts walking, like, obviously he's going ahead of the group, he's like, there's a reason I always steal your kills, because hammer beats magic.
So as you go walking, you are looking up, and you you guys are in this garden. You're in this like westerly courtyard almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gorman's ahead of me though.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
John? Are you on the one to the left or to the right?
Whichever one you think, because I can't see the map.
Oh right.
Oh yeah. All
right. I will drag you.
I can see the picture, thankfully.
I will drag you to the left then.
Tell you what, whichever one better suits you, buddy.
All right, we're going to the left then. Woo! Going across the map. And this beautiful foundry, so they got the collision already in place and everything. No,
I know, right?
No scooting around.
Oh no, I designed a collision on this. All right, so you guys get to a certain point in that courtyard. And as you're walking, that was weird. Found reactive funny. I think we're doing too much at once. And you get to a certain point, and you can see that the father-in-law just sneezed so loud.
That was a good old father-in-law sneeze.
Oh, man.
What is it with dads and just the loudest
sneezes? They really do.
I know.
I scared Uno with one of my sneezes today.
Oh, really?
You're beginning to believe.
As you guys are walking, you're looking up and you're, you know, keeping an eye on stuff to see if anybody's looking down at you. And you see that Aranis, and you can see her look down, and then you see her fly to the east. So she flies away from you guys.
Do we get
she's gonna back up, let's pick up the pace.
Yeah, do we get the idea that she saw us or she just looked down?
She definitely saw you guys. Yeah,
she's on to us, let's go.
All right, so we're gonna
God
move
damn
with
it,
east.
My heart.
All right. So you guys get to the top side of the inside battlements, and you can see that there is an entrance that goes into the inside battlements, right? When you get to there, you are then flanked in the air by two of these things.
There are two of them.
And they,
God
and they,
damn it!
They...
It's like my birthday.
So you. You hear them scream out in this hellish language, this hellish female voice, and their eyes are glowing with fire. And they say, explain yourselves, mortals. Why have you come here just for death? And let me place you guys where you guys are actually going to be.
Yeah.
There we go. And then, like I said, they're in the air, like 50 feet above you. Because they can move, and they obviously have flight here,
right?
Let me move the NPCs that did not help in the fight at all. I don't know why I brought them here.
Yeah, you know, the NPCs weren't designed by Kelly. So.
That's a great point, actually.
I provided all
Min-max murder weapons.
I provided all the PCs you see today.
PCs here today. Provided by
Kelly's creations. Wow.
Wow.
PC Builder Consulting.
I can make you a business card for that.
All right, LLC. Kelly's Creations, LLC.
So you guys see these two, and they ask you to explain yourself.
I'm honestly
very tempted to throw a hammer at it.
I'm not gonna lie, I blacked out a little bit when you were describing the mission. I think I was working on sound. So we got a scroll, and the Church of Iomide asked us to help with what again?
So, in the battles somewhere in the Clashing Shore, they found that some of the soldiers, there were a bunch of soldiers that were petrified.
Yeah.
And nobody saw a Gorgon, which is that, like, steel bull thing that can turn people to stone. Nobody saw a Medusa. And so,
hence why I didn't roll a cockatrice, right? Exactly. Right.
Might be on something.
Yeah. So the thing is that they're confused as to what it was, and so they were asking you to go look around and find out what exactly was turning people to stone.
Yes.
What was doing this petrification?
So I think at that point, Garn confidently shouts out to them, "We know you have a barn full of them. 10, 20, maybe 30 cockatrice. Surrender them to us. We shall slay them and be on our way."
They look at each other like, "What? Cockatrice?"
Stink looks over at Gorman.
Sure, he's like, "This guy's crazy."
I think he got his doctorate on eBay.
I never
claimed I was a licensed doctor, by the way.
No, but you had to go to seminary. The whole priest thing. Jesus Christ.
So they sort of look at each other, and then it like clicks, and they go, "You petrified mortals, you want to see what has made statues, what has made the husks of stone that is your lives?"
Well, yes, that's why we're here.
"Fine, you may have your way. Please, enter at your leisure."
Oh, well, thank you.
So
you gotta look over at the guys like,
things like, "What the fuck are we doing?" So you guys you see the gate in front of you that's now south, so it's south of you, and this huge gate just opens, and you see into this inside courtyard. Let me go ahead and delete the walls, so that way you guys can see. And what you notice immediately is a giant pile of bones.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It looks like whatever is in here has just been chomping away.
It's a gigantic pile of bones.
It is a huge, huge pile of bones.
Stink's
gonna, I mean, I can lead the way if you want.
Stink's gonna, he's gonna start moving in stealthily.
Yep. I'm just gonna start walking. "These dwarven boots were made for walking."
Gorman sings, is he?
Oh, we gotta bring Gorman.
He's banging his hammers together. Do, 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 do.
Oh, before we actually go in, let me just give a quick scan to the 50 spells that I have to make sure I shouldn't be casting anything real quick.
Sure.
Today's giveaway code is Dragon Dice. Head on over to Discord, message one of the DPS, Dragon Dice, for your bonus entry. Remember, giveaway code Dragon Dice.
Okay, so you guys prepare yourselves as you walk through this gate in this massive pile of bones, and you stare at it.
I just want to, for spells purposes, casted Bless before we went in here, so I have the 15-foot emanation around me that gives a +1 to attack, and I also cast Sacred Form. So I have transformed into, like, an Archon of Gorum, wielding a sick, wicked greatsword. It's a flavor. Well, actually, no, it's not a flavor greatsword. It's actually the divine weapon of the deity, so I have some pretty awesome stats. When we get there, I will talk about it. But I can't cast spells and I can't talk, so I'm just kind of just like...
Okay. Alright, so as you guys are standing there and you're just sort of like looking for like what on earth was eating what, and I mean, these bones aren't just like human or humanoid bones. It looks like they were eaten like fucking like dragons or some shit. Like, there's huge bones in this pile. Okay,
you think dire basilisk is off the table?
Maybe it's a gigantic cockatrice.
I could be sure.
It's one big cock.
All of a sudden, the bones start shaking, rattling, and they begin moving.
That's what I thought.
And forming themselves into a figure. This figure looks like this.
Oh, that thing looks sick.
It's like a giant monster made of bones, dino bones.
So it's
like Transformers, but dinosaur bones.
Yes.
Yes.
It looks like a fossil Goliath. It's made of all dinosaur bones, a myriad of bones, but there are some dinosaur bones in here, and it has two T-Rex skulls for hands.
Yeah.
And so this thing just turns, and you see the bones still forming, and you just hear all this, and then it just. I would like everybody to roll initiative.
Oh yeah.
And,
also, you can't neglect to mention the Triceratops shoulder pads.
Yeah, those are dope.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dope.
Honestly, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Triceratops have the largest skulls of any mammal. Land mammal.
Land creature. Yep. Yeah. Interesting.
Yep.
All right. So let me go ahead and close up the last initiative and get you guys in here. So let me roll for your captain. Let me roll for that other guy, and let me roll for this thing. Wow,
plus
actually,
15
rolled,
plus 15 plus 45.
And let me go through you guys. Garn.
24. I rolled real low.
That's not good.
Nope.
Gorman, what'd you get?
35.
5. And Stink?
39.
Whoa!
Piece of shit! No.
Dude!
You are not legally allowed to go before me. It's your contract.
Wait, I think it actually is. Like, when John signed onto the pod, it was only on the occasion that Kelly never rolls initiative. So
right.
Far, that has been true until this day.
I got a natural 18 at 10.
Wow.
My lawyers will be contacting you.
Okay. So, going first, then, is, in fact, Stink.
Actually, my initiative was higher. But doesn't matter. It would have been 42 instead. But
sorry. You know, I'll change it for you, don't worry.
Alright.
42.
Yeah, 42.
Do me a favor, Stink, and blow me.
Stink, wait! Hit him with your famous Fantastic Flatulence!
What are you talking about, old man? What? I don't even know you! I like to think that as he goes first in initiative, Gorman just looks over at Garn and is like, Jesus, I forgot Stink was here!
Forgetting about me.
It's really mean, honestly.
Oh, man, I don't want to be the first person to approach this thing. So Stink is going to... How far away am I? 30 feet from this thing. I'm a pretty fast guy. Yeah, I'm pretty fast. Alright, he is going to... Well, I didn't think I was going to live out of this anyway. And he's going to run up to the thing and try to get the element of surprise on him. So it is off guard, because I went before an initiative and rolled stealth.
Alright,
sick.
And I'm doing a twin feint. So,
okay.
With my Chris Dagger and my War Razor. I'm sure against this bone creature,
yep.
I'm going to do so much damage. So, first attack is off guard to me. Rolled terribly. So that'll be 29.
29 is a miss.
And I think another 29.
Miss.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Swa swa.
and that's my.
Thank God you went
first.
That's
my turn.
All right.
Oh no.
So bad.
Oh no.
Gorman the Grave Killer.
Oh, okay.
All right, all right. I'm going to use. How far away is this thing from me? Again, I can't fucking see
anything. It's 20 feet.
20 feet.
So you can get into flanking with me. Right. I don't know if you can see the measuring tape.
I will get into flanking with him then.
Okay.
And then I will use two actions for double slice, even though I'm using fucking hammers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use two actions to get two attacks with the same.
Man. You, on the other hand, will do a lot of damage.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be good. okay, so 25 plus 14.
39. Dang.
39, that's a hit.
And the light hammer's only...
30... What?
The light hammer's only at minus 4, by the way.
Oh, because it's agile.
Yep. Well, yeah, if he's doing double slice, it doesn't he make both of them at the same?
At the
right.
Yeah.
We just talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get that second one.
No, you do.
Yeah. Oh. Your two attacks are at the same bonus.
Okay.
So because
the second one was a natural 20.
Oh my god.
Oh! All right.
I'm 39 and a nat 20. What is going on?
Oh my god.
I mean, he's the Grave Killer. Like, it's already dead. He's killing it again. It's in the name.
Yeah.
I hate to do this to you, man, but it's kind of part of my brand.
Interesting.
It's bludgeoning.
It is bludgeoning. Yep. It's numbing blow. It's normal damage. Sorry, John. It's always you.
Yeah.
The target is clumsy 1 for 1 minute.
Oh.
Lower AC by
so
1.
I'm quite literally rolling both damages and just adding them 1 strike.
That's right.
Yep. In case if there are any resistances or anything, which is sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me roll the damage here.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just putting clumsy on. Okay.
37 points of damage.
37 points of damage.
And
as Gorman just runs up, just does this double jump and just brings both hammers down.
And it must roll a fortitude save. Against your class DC.
Is this for the clumsy or is this something else?
This is for something else. This is for being a hammer crit.
Fortitude, pretty good. 33.
How do I assume my class?
Your class DC is probably 31, so he's fine.
31, so success.
Okay.
Alright. 31 or 32, probably.
Got it. Okay.
Does all that bludgeoning feel like it went through?
It did, actually. It appears that whatever it tried to... whatever resistances it was probably relying on, that did not work, and it looks like you just cracked right through some of the bone.
Jesus, Stink, why are you using a fucking razor?
I didn't.
Also, I forgot you were here.
I didn't bring the right weapons for this fight. No bow, no club.
Alright. So next is going to be your captain's turn. Captain is going to, with his long sword, run up and try to take a swing at it.
Take it down! Take it down, man!
Long sword.
What was this guy's name?
Acrylic.
Jesus, Krillick, I forgot you were here.
Maybe, even clumsy.
I think Gorman's taking one too many shots to the head.
He's just got like tunnel vision. It's just like black around the edges of his vision. He just sees enemies.
Maybe his object permanence is like taking a little bit of a step back. Yeah, and there's like sometimes.
Why does
he's
it
like,
always
oh,
smell
right.
like somebody's burning toast?
And second attack, another total miss. Now it comes to the creature's turn.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know the name, at least?
Scared.
Bone Crusher.
It's called a Paleohemus.
Ugh.
Oh, no. So, paleo meaning
the second
bones.
You said that, I heard this sick guitar riff in the background.
So it is going to reach out, and he's going to, one, attack the last guy that just tried to hit him, which is your captain.
He's dead. One hit. I'm calling it.
Let's see. 20, that's a hit. Let me see what kind of damage. 29 points of damage. He's still up.
Okay.
However, he needs to make a fortitude save.
Oh no, this is it. This is it, boys.
It turns people into fossils.
That is a fail.
Turns them into fossils.
So you can see that he starts to like slow down, and he's like, "What's happening to me?" He is slowed. And then he's gonna do. He's gonna do one attack on Stink.
Quick, I missed out on a reaction that I should have used on John's turn. An attack of opportunity.
Yeah, go ahead. You can have an
opportunity.
I thought you didn't have a
time. No, I have an opportune backstab. A creature within your melee reach is hit by a melee attack from one of your allies.
Oh, and then sick. I get an attack.
So
that's cool.
That's actually crazy, yeah,
isn't it? Meant for ganging up on people. Alright, so let me get my pitiful pitiful war razor in here. Alright, that'll be 36 to hit.
That's a hit, yeah.
It is off guard. So that's gonna be some
that precision.
Sweet damn.
Let me make sure precision. Yeah, precision is not in its immunity, yes. So you're good.
The god. Yep. All right, so that's 26 from the War Razor,
okay.
And then an additional 6 spirit.
Spirit, I'm not going to worry
and
about.
And also for the debilitation. Actually, no. For the debilitation, I'm going to use. For debilitating strike, I will make it become enfeebled 1 until the end of my next turn.
Sick.
Okay.
Point of order. If spirit damage does not matter, give yourself back 4 health, because I did a d6 of spirit damage.
All right. Got it. Okay. All right. You said how much?
4.
4, okay. All right, I'll give myself a little 4 back. Okay. All right, attack on Stink now. 44.
That's with the enfeebled.
Let me check.
Really grasping there.
Let me see what the it didn't give me. I mean, yeah, I had enfeebled on here before.
Doesn't matter. I can't use my reaction because I already used it. So.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
At least he's an honest man.
It's crit then.
Yep.
Oh okay. No.
It's 51 points of damage.
Fuck.
51.
That's bad.
And then make me a fortitude save.
Wait, how can it be 51? Isn't it doubled?
There's an extra D10 from the day out.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute.
Confused. You said fortitude?
Yes, fortitude save.
Rolling my garbage, 29.
Oh.
Oh no.
You have a hero point. I'm not saying you should use it, but
I'm turning my
forehead. I realized that was really subtle, Kelly, but he's telling you what to do.
Alright.
Come on.
I rolled worse.
Every fucking time you use a hero point, this happens, Kelly. Every fucking time.
All right. So you
are. I think it's the dice tray, Jake. I don't want it to be.
It might be, man. You were telling me, and I said, I don't know if it is, but it might be.
Whoa.
Might be.
No, it's definitely right. It.
Don't want it to be.
So you are being subjected to something called fossilization.
Ah!
You are effectively slowed 1 for a minute.
No.
That's a long time.
No.
Yep.
Could be for the rest of his natural life.
Next attack is going to be on Gorman.
I'd say I hit it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have to actually, unfortunately. Okay. Next it comes to the Knight of Last Wall. He's going to run up and try to do the same thing that his captain just did. So, longsword. Nice. Don't worry, Captain, I'll save you. Miss. Miss.
Really pulling your fucking weight.
Garn, it's your turn.
All right, Garn, in this Archon form, just... And he actually has a ton of movement speed. So I will be able to get all the way here, because I have 40 feet of movement speed, with one action. So I'm going from basically the entrance of this huge battlefield, getting into flanking, and I'm striking out with this sacred form weapon, which is a souped up, it looks like Gorm's like own greatsword.
Is Gorm's thing a hammer or an axe?
Greatsword.
It's a greatsword.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yep.
So +1 to this, it's plus 21 to this attack. I have the bless going because that lasts for a minute. So 34 flanking.
34 flanking is hit.
Okay, good, because not all this damage is going to go through, but because I'm in this sacred form, I don't get to roll 2d12. I get to roll 3d12.
God, that's okay. Gorm.
Take that, Jake.
I rolled the wrong dice. Okay. Okay.
Tim, Jesus Christ.
I was like, I rolled a d10, and I was like, wait, that doesn't look right. Okay. And then I get a +8 to this, so 32 points of, unfortunately, slashing damage.
Yep, so does not all go through, but pretty solid hit. Okay. Pretty solid hit, all things considered.
And then you said don't even worry about the spirit damage?
Yep, don't even worry about spirit damage.
Okay, and then I will... This is the only thing I can do while I'm in this form. So, okay. There's a part of me that's considering... Like, you guys are already getting, like... beat up. So there's a part of me that's considering...
I'm fine.
I know, but Stink like probably got like half his health knocked out just then.
Not quite.
So, not quite. Okay.
I'm not that far down. I got hit. Alright.
Alright, I'll do one more strike and then maybe I'll consider dismissing it next round, depending on how things go. I don't think that's gonna hit, though, with a 21, 16, 22 to hit. Yikes.
Nope, that is a miss.
All right, that's my turn.
Okay. Top of round two, Stink.
All right. God, Stink is like, his like limbs are seizing up, and just feels himself slowing down. All right, I'm going to do a twin feint.
All right.
I'm going to try outside of the dice tray.
I have you roll a natural 20.
Do it.
No, I rolled a 5.
Oh, no, so it's you that sucks.
It might be.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then a 9. So, I miss.
You are flanking. Okay, so if I put the off guard, what is your total get into?
I mean, on the second one, which was a 9, it would be 28.
Yeah, of course not. I was like, flanking brings it down. Oh, no, okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah,
that's it. All right. Gorman.
All right, well, we're going to do another double smash. Slice.
Double smash. Double bonk.
First one's definitely hit with a 13. Die, 13 to 25. Yeah.
Yep. So, and then...
I rolled 2 13s.
Okay. Nice and easy. Excellent. Okay, so just, yeah, roll damage twice and combine them. And luckily you're already getting past the resistance with the with your bludgeoning, so you're good there.
Oh my.
Remember, remove the astral.
Insane. Yeah, no. It is insane that I get... So I get the +8 to both of these strikes, right?
Yep.
Both are +8? That is fucking crazy.
Hmm.
Tim, 21 to 16.
21 to 16. 37.
37. Hey. Points of damage.
And okay. I can just do my last action as another swing.
Yep.
Plus 20. 15.
Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. Wait, since I did twin takedown, which weapon would I, or double slice, what weapon would I be using
this? You would attack? Still want to use your light hammer because you're going to be taking a minus 8 to this because it is still your third attack.
Oh,
yeah. Your double 17. Slice is both at the same map, but then you calculate your map after the action.
Okay, so that's still, 30...
Clinch your roll?
I rolled 15.
So that's a 32. See, it's a plus 20. He's a plus 25 date, I thought.
No, it's a plus...
Oh, yeah. Either way, that's
yay.
A good...
Hey!
Because of flanking.
Yeah.
So that is 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
17...
And I will take.
It's like fighters are good at something.
I will take my opportune backstab. This time I'm going. This time I'm going to use the dagger.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So, see if this thing's a little bit more effective. Table again. All right, that's gonna hit. That'll be 38 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit. If you're on the table and did well, I'm afraid it is the. I mean, afraid it is the dice roller.
I think it's
the tray.
Ah. All right, this will be 27 damage, one of which is acid.
All right, let me see. Okay, looks like acid goes through just fine. You said 27 yep. total
piercing. All right, well, okay, so, sorry.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
There is. 13 piercing, 13 precision.
Okay.
And then one acid.
Okay, so so that all goes through. Got it. Okay.
Should have given you the precision.
Okay, so...
Precision and...
Nope, totally fine. All right. Okay, got it. And then... Oh, and that was just your reaction?
That was just my reaction.
Gotcha. Alright, comes to your captain's turn. Captain is slowed. You can see him start to brings the strength into his longsword to try to attack. So he's gonna use something called tactical command. He directs you all, so he's gonna tell you Stink. He's gonna be like Stink! You have the flanking, you have the advantage. Use it! So now, you get a plus 2 status bonus to your strike. Yep, that's all it is. So it's a once per day thing. So he just tells you, and Ally can immediately use the reaction to strike or strike without triggering reactions. So you can get another reaction or reactive strike.
Right off. Now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Heck
yeah. Yeah. Yes. As the ally can immediately use their reaction to strike or strive without triggering reactions. So, and you get a plus 2 status bonus to the strike.
But it says use their reaction. Didn't you already use your reaction?
I did use my reaction.
If this is a once a day thing, I think it would probably be reasonable to say that.
It says, but it specifically says uses your reaction. I mean, yeah, he can use the same thing on me or Gorum. Gorman.
That is true. So he tells you to do it, Tim.
Okay.
He tells Garn. So
you know, Garn is just. Come on. Come on, Dice. Come on, Dice. Come on, Dice. Okay, I have the bless. I'm flanking. So an extra plus 1, so 22, so 31 flanking.
Are you 31 flanking?
And I get an extra plus 2 to this attack or something, right?
Yes, yep. Plus 2 status bonus to the strike. It's a veteran noble has dealt with that creature, so no, sorry. Okay. No plus 2. He's never seen one of these.
Okay.
but you still get a hit anyway, so go ahead and roll
some
damage.
Okay, so I get to get that 3d12 plus 8.
I like how you didn't give that to Gorman, you fucking coward.
Like, hey, what's the best person who has damage reduction against any of these attacks? It's not going to manage damage reduction, though. 32 points of slashing.
Boom! Rocks!
Oh, it's so good.
All right. Noble actually did get a hit off, so he managed to do 2 damage.
Hey, look at that.
So this captain did something good. It comes to the Paleohemoth's turn, though.
Oh, boy.
So the Paleohemoth is going to strike out at the captain once again. So there's going to be, yep, definitely a hit.
I have no kind
and
of,
then
I have no kind of reactive strike.
God, this is when I miss being Benson.
yeah, I know. So he's still alive after that damage. However, let me see what his fortitude save is. Fortitudinous, savinous. Yep, that's a fail. So because he was already slowed, all of a sudden you see him start to move and he starts to like pick his sword and tries to step into something, but he can't pull his back foot off the ground. And he looks at it and it is completely fossilized. And he starts to drag his foot and you see just the rest of him just turn into a giant fossilized version of himself.
Oh no.
And he, yes.
I'm sure we can fix that.
Next, he is going to do his next 2 strikes at Gorman and Garn. Second attack, I should say, at Gorman here. 27, so nope. A miss.
I'm dancing around. And can't hit me.
Last one.
Can't hit
30 against Garn.
That's a miss.
That's a miss, okay.
Whoa.
What is your AC?
32. It ain't nothing, okay. But.
That's a very respectable AC.
The Knight of Last Wall is going to strike out a few times. Let's see. After 1, I'm not even going to worry about it. what's the point?
Poops his pants.
he just saw his captain just turn to stone.
Yeah.
Strikes out feebly. Garn, it is your turn.
Okay, so Garn is going to spend an action to dismiss. And I think I'm gonna. This feels like such a. Is anyone like in need of healing like right this second?
Not a scratch.
Okay, so I got 2 actions less. I still have the bless going. I think I'm gonna drop my greatsword and spend my next 2 actions to pull out my striking mace and my sturdy shield. So I'm kind of setting myself up for next
solid,
turn.
Solid
turn. Yep. It's just, it's like I wish I had the shield raised this turn, you know?
Yep.
Alright.
Stink, top of round 3, it's your turn.
Remember your +1, Stink.
Remember my +1.
Remember.
Remember the +1.
Stink! Remember the +1!
God, I hate being slowed. The worst, man. Yeah, God, he's gonna keep going with the. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a Chris. It's a Mangosh.
That's
no.
Well, that makes all it
stupid. I can't read. going in with an attack. Man, I rolled in the tray again, and I rolled a 7. So, 30? 31.
Yeah.
31 with flanking, does it?
Woo!
Yeah.
+1!
Thank
goodness.
Did you give me thank Gorum?
Yeah. Have you thanked Gorum today?
Alright, that will be... Let's go 11 piercing.
Okay.
And then 3 acid and 3 and 13 precision.
Okay, so then
27 total.
Got it. Okay.
And I think I will. God, do I make it enfeebled again? It's pretty good for this thing. Yeah, I think I'll make it enfeebled again for the till the end of my next turn.
All right.
And that is my turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. That was one attack, right?
Oh, yeah, that was, I was just going to say. Uh-huh. There's only one.
And this one, which is off guard two again. I rolled in the tray again. I got to roll a four. Why am I doing this?
At this point, I'm actually confused.
it's all the way on my left side. I roll with my right hand. I have to, like, go over and around my mic to roll this dice into the tray that I don't want to roll in.
I just thought a funny bit would be making a dice, like, a really tall dice tower. But the bit is you have to hit it from, like, 15 feet away.
Just Kobe like, every time.
Your turn's taking, like, 30 minutes. Like, I'm going to hit it!
You have a stack of dice next to you.
All right, so that's my turn.
All right, Gorman.
Kelly, if you would not mind lending me your guidance, is it worth going to lunging stance, or should I just keep doing what I've been doing?
No, I think what you might get value out of is slam down, which
it's
will
not
allow you to trip
though.
The creature. No, slam down is the one that lets you get one attack off and then a free attempt to trip at the same multiple attack penalty.
I do have Titan Wrestler.
And you have Titan Wrestler, so you can do you can trip huge creatures. It's Fortitude's probably good, but your Athletics is also probably good, and you get the attack either way, and you get the map advantage.
Oh man, that's
so
sick.
You can try to trip this guy, and then with your last action, you can hit him. Whatever.
Ugh, Kelly, knowledge, what your bad design. 29, but I am flanking.
Even with flanking, 29 does not do it.
Alright, well, I'll get my last attack off then.
Yep.
Wait, so did you. That was the attack, right?
It's two actions to do that.
It's two actions, and I think he had.
In order to get the trip?
I would imagine.
I think you do have to.
Oh, okay.
That wouldn't make much sense.
No.
Gotcha. I'll confirm, but I'm pretty sure.
But thankfully, with the 20 map, I did roll a 19.
Oh,
okay.
So
right. 39 to hit.
39 to hit.
Dang.
Okay, then that's a hit. Roll damage. We'll see if this thing survives.
18 bludgeoning.
You swing once and you miss, and you do a backhanded swing and you knock this thing's leg out and it just collapses into a pile of
bones. Oh my gosh, no nice. Way.
Gorman starts, as this thing crumbles, he's just banging his hammers together. He's like, make joyful noise to Gorm!
The guard he's got his sturdy shield out. Clank, clank,
clank. Oh, also, we should probably take care of Kevin.
Sting's looking at his hands, he's like, is he solidifying more?
Nope. It seems that the fossilization has it didn't grow. You were just slowed.
Yeah. However, so he's like over there and he's like shaking his hands out. It's like a numb hand. Like you fall asleep on your hand.
That's the worst.
It's like so barely move.
However, what happens in this moment is that you guys see the Knight of Lastwall there. His name was Fosk. You see him. Put his hands up, and all of a sudden, his head just gets removed from his body, and it rolls.
Oh!
And three figures come floating down onto the battlements. I'm going to reveal them as they are now hovering in air. You see three devilish-like creatures.
Oh my gosh!
You see this one that has giant tiefling-like horns, and she has a massive devilish axe that is now coated with blood that you assume she coated from that guy's head. You also see this minotaur-like creature, but it's made out of rusted metal.
Oh.
And then you see this creature. Which is a Cornican devil.
Oh.
And as they all lower with their flight to their positions, the Cornican devil speaks out, and you'll hear this voice echoing in your mind. Why have you mortals come to destroy my playthings? It was making such fine fossilized statues of you all. Please, remove yourselves. And what happens is he takes that chain and he whips it around Garn's leg. And he pulls Garn up to him and grabs him by the neck. And he says, I leave you to send as a message. And he throws you just in the distance behind him. And as you are falling to the earth, you can look back and you see your friends just get torn to shreds.
Stick down, Gorman!
As it's happening, I think Gorman just grabs Stink by the shoulder and goes,
I'll never forget you, Stink.
Finally, I'll be remembered.
Oh, Stink, I forgot you. Ah!
And then as Garn is floating, as Garn is just flying through the sky, no, Gorman! No, the other guy!
No. My arm gets ripped off.
His final thing is just to flip him off. Just like, fuck you guys.
We come out of this vision as Garn, you remember going through this as the symbol of, as the hellish symbol was on Kezra's body.
Yeah.
And you see Ambrose with fiendish horns on his head.
Yeah, you just see Garn just like, he just starts to back away. He's like, no, Garmin, no. And he just like falls down as he just is just like overcome.
We'll see you guys next time.
Holy shit.
Gosh.
I've always wanted to fight one of those things.
Hey there, everybody. Jake the GM here to talk to you once again about Misty Mountain Gaming. Now, we have talked so much about their dice, their accessories, their game bags, their dice bags, everything that you could find at the table, except for one thing, and that's tea. But the good news is that they now have their own line of teas. They have some amazing stuff out there, stuff like the Path of Moonlight. They also have stuff like Butter Brew and Lemon Zest. Go check these out over at MistyMountainGaming.com and make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad once again for 10% off your order. See you in the next episode.